then a very special ibadah with this day of Jumu'ah, the day is special, and a special ibadah is salawat ala Rasul, durood sharif. It has got great connection. We should try and read durood sharif every day, at least 100 times. And reading 100 times durood, the shortest durood, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it takes only 2 minutes to read it 100 times, comfortably. If we rush and read it, in less also. But comfortably, in 2 minutes, we can read it 100 times. And read it 100 times in 2 minutes, every day, 24 hours, has got 1,440 minutes. Now, out of 1,440 minutes, just to take out 2 minutes for such a great, valuable amal like durood sharif, salawat ala nabi, who can say, I haven't got there, I can't take out 2 minutes. But ask ourselves, since last night, Maghrib time, Jumu'ah started, did I read 1 time durood sharif also? How many of us, we don't read durood sharif at all? And Jumu'ah, we must increase our durood sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq to read durood sharif. It comes in the hadith sharif, a person who reads 100 times a day durood, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, bara'atum minan nifaq and bara'atum minan nar. That this person is pure of hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, to be a two-faced person. And it is one of the worst gunas and the most dirtiest thing to be a two-faced. That when you, the definition comes in the hadith, when you are with this people, then you talk like them, you're on their side. When you go to other people, then you like on them, you're on their side. And how many of us are guilty of this? When we were this friends of ours, we talk like them. When we like those friends, we talk like them. And this is called nifaq, hypocrisy. And the punishment for hypocrisy in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqs will be in the lowest pits of Jahannam. And that is explained, they will be in iron coffins that have burned red hot and they won't be able to move. They just have to endure that burning pain and forever and ever. Allah save us from that. And we are all guilty of it. Men, all of us, when we were this people, we talk like them. When we were the other people, we talk like them. Make them also happy, make them also happy. And what we call it, to keep the peace with everyone. But that is being a munafiq. You are not keeping the peace, you are a munafiq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't on both sides. He made it clear, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ. You go your way, we go our way. We got nothing, we're not friends with you. Okay? So we must be clear on this point. And to get saved from it, it's a difficult thing to scrape it out of the heart. Because we all want to be happy, make everyone happy, be at peace with everyone. To scrape it out of our heart is really, practically for us, it is impossible. Allah make fazal. But it comes promised in the hadith. Just read 100 times durood and Allah will remove this from us. So by the barakat of durood sharif, just read it 100 times, 2 minutes, and Allah will remove this terrible sin. And bara'atu minan nar. It is, you'll get salvation from the fire of Jahannam. Who of us can tolerate one fly buzzing around our ear or around the nose? How irritating. If a mosquito bite, a wasp bite, snake bite is very big, and the fire of Jahannam, who can tolerate a matchstick flame or a cigarette lighter flame and there to be in the flames of Jahannam? How will it be? To get saved from that also? It's a promise of the hadith, 100%. Just read 100 times a day durood sharif. And Jumu'ah increase our durood. And Allah will save us from all those things. I can't save myself, I find. I find I'm on the cell phone, I'm on all filth and dirt. Woman on the street, I can't take my eyes off them. But just read durood sharif, Allah will give us that power and strength. And then we will see our hearts will incline to good easily. And bad and evil will just go out of our lives. It comes in the hadith sharif. A person who reads 100 times a day durood, Allah will fulfill 100 needs of his. 70 of the akhirah and 30 of this dunya. And the wording of the hadith shows that akhirah is more important. It's mentioned first. And 70, there our needs will be much more greater. None of us perhaps will make dua for our needs of akhirah. Ya Allah, save me from the azab of Jannah. We make dua for dunya's things. I need another car. I want a second wife. All these things we will make dua for. But dua for akhirah, cover what's going to happen. Qiyamah's day, we don't even make any dua. That is the most important we should be. And then 30 needs of dunya also Allah will serve. Our deen is such a perfect deen. It's not only for akhirah. It's not only for the masjid. It is a complete deen that will give us everything. And anyone just wants to become a bit more pious, we say you become too pious. No, be balanced. Eh? And we just in dunya all the time. So where are we balanced? We got no time for masjid, no time for deen. And then we are not balanced. We must become balanced. So, and a person who reads 100 times a day durood, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give him the mort, the death of a shaheed, a martyr. And the martyr is got such a high, just for 2 minutes a day, durood sharif 100 times, and we'll get the mort of a shaheed. Allah give us all tawfiq. And others few great virtues of durood sharif. Whenever we read durood sharif, it is conveyed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately. And Juma's durood is not even through an angel. Directly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears the durood. And with our name it is presented, so and so. And the son or daughter of so and so, our father's name is taken. What an honor for our name to be taken in the court of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. There are those fortunate people. Qiyamah's day when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will be giving Jam-e Kawthar, water from the fountain of Kawthar. Then he will tell that person, oh Ahmad, you have come. Muhammad, you have come. Aisha, come, drink water. He will get, oh my Nabi, how you know my name? I came 1400 years after you. You never saw. Your durood was coming so much to me. So I came to know you. You're so familiar to me. Every time those who read in abundance durood sharif. So much more than 100 also we should read. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And by durood sharif, our names and our father's names are also taken. So Allah give us tawfiq of durood sharif. One other great amal for the day of Jumu'ah is to try and read Surah Kahf, which is about the half of 15 supara and ends about the quarter of the 16 supara before that. And every day we should try and read at least the first 10 ayats in the morning, last 10 ayats at night. And on Jumu'ah try and read the whole surah. A person who does that, Allah Ta'ala will save him from the fitnas of Dajjal. And what is the main fitna of Dajjal? Materialism, dunya, love of dunya. Hey, food, house, car, travel, holiday, clothes, fashion, all this dunya's things. And already Dajjal is still going to come. But we can see how much we are involved in dunya already. Sports, entertainment. My house, my car, those are our big worries all the time. If we read this, Allah will take that out of us. And that this materialism, the cord of materialism, that we just want to go to dunya's things, Allah will save us from there. And then a person on Jumu'ah also, we should try and read this tasbih, very short, Subhanallahi al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. Let's read it together. Subhanallahi al-Azimi. وَبِحَمْدِهِ 100 times. A person who reads it 100 times, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive 100,000 sins of his and 24,000 sins of his parents, mother and father. And it takes about 2 to 2.5 minutes to read it. But 100,000 of our sins will be forgiven. And our parents' sins, 24,000 mother and father. How happy won't our parents be? My son, he read this. My daughter, she read this. And my sins have been forgiven here. And those sins are not just sins for them. They are in the form of azab, of fire, of snake. Allah protect us all. We can't imagine what the condition in the qabr is. May Allah give us tawfiq.